So in today's show, we are going to talk about the fuck it moment. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Boardman. And you are coming through on this awesome Friday, and you're feeling the Friday vibes and you're ready for the weekend, then do let me know down below. I'm pumped for Friday. Fuck yeah, I'm ready. Whew, what a week. How's it been for you? So listen, I want to talk about the fuck it moment. Those words that we say when we just think it's not happening for us, and whatever we're trying to do to change us just doesn't happen. So we go, fuck it, I'm giving up. I'm going back to that old life. I'm going back to that life where I'm miserable and I'm gonna pile on the weight and I'm gonna fucking drink booze. I'm gonna be a wanker to everyone because it's everyone else's fault but mine. And fucking no program is good enough for me to be on. Ever had those moments? Have you just gone, oh, fuck this for a job, fuck this for a joke, I can't do this? For me, change and a want or a desire to change as a human being, as a man, preferably, because I talk to men here, takes a year for me. It takes 365 days of working on yourself, sometimes longer. And I just want to sort of just point out that it can actually take you years of neglecting yourself, and that all of those years are the things that we have to change. Here, let's go. Morning. Let's go. Let's go. Another dog fight. It could, and we've got to try and undo all of those years, right? All of those years of bad practices. Let's go. All of those years of bad practices that we've had. All of those years of abuse that we've given our body, all of those years that we've not worked on ourselves. And it can take an awful lot of time to undo that stuff, which was why patience is essential when it comes to changing the way that we want to live our lives, changing our habits, changing our routines, changing our structure, changing the way that we look, changing the way that we feel, changing the way that we think and implement. Those things definitely take time. They take other things as well. They take resilience. They take courage. They take patience. They take the ability to have the self-awareness about what they're doing. And all of those things play the part in terms of showing up every single day, even a minimum of 1%, to try and improve yourself over a long period of time. I simply can't walk and talk at the minute, it's too dark. And the problem is that people are giving up far too easily. Like, I don't know what you thought the journey was going to be like, but I can tell you, having worked with a lot of guys over the last years, that it is fucking hard. Like, anyone that says it's not is a liar and a cunt. It is a very difficult process to change everything that's going on in this brain, everything that's going on in this heart and your emotions that go with it, everything that your body looks like, controlling your ego, controlling the short fuse, controlling the desires to want to drink alcohol and self-sabotage. All of those things, guys, take fucking time. And I work with many guys in my mastermind and people who have come through my 28-day program and have got themselves to a great state for it to then come crashing down. And that's because life will never stop. It's going to go on for millions of years beyond us. We are just a speck in the dust. Life is always going to draw up issues for us to deal with. Okay. And just because you get yourself to a great place at the end of 28 days, just because you come and join the mastermind and you're in that mastermind and you're looked after and you have structure and accountability and a community, it doesn't mean that the journey is going to be as smooth as you think. Just because you're doing it doesn't mean that you necessarily are entitled to your fucking success. That's just the start. When people finish that 28-day program of mine, most of them who have followed it and everyone that's followed the two rules of showing up and meeting me halfway will feel great. 2 weeks later, you're going to face something that's going to fucking try and knock you straight back all the way down to day zero. And it's where that's where we grow, because what we do is go through the process of trying to learn even more. We go through the process of becoming more resilient, of having the bounce back ability, of having the ability to maybe have a bad day, but not make it a bad week. Having a bad day, but waking up the next day and dominating. And saying fuck it and giving up, well, you're a fool. You're a fool. Because if you think that other people are not struggling, you're mistaken. Every single day there's a struggle for everybody. Everybody. Everybody that you watch, like you watch me, every single one of them will struggle. They probably just won't share it as much. And it's just about that continuation, that consistency of your process. Will you just keep in this flat line, slowly, gradually going up? And the more you get into that process, the easier it is to deal with life's fucking dramas. The stronger your force field around you, the stronger your mindset, the more resilient and robust you become to life. And that is the process. Looking for this magic fucking formula of you, this perfect life that you imagine, is false. Life is a fucking battle zone. That's how I look at it. Life is a battle zone. And every time there's another fucking battle to fight, it's about making sure you are prepared as best as you can, mentally, emotionally, and physically, to take on that battle and fucking win. And keep pushing over and over and over again. Okay? And that is the whole process of what we're trying to do. Digby, come here. Let's go. Up here, up here, up here. Good boy. Let's go. Up, 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 up. And that's the whole process of what we're trying to achieve here, right? That's the 1% every day. That's remembering the mission, knowing why you're showing up. And that's when you get into that place and accepting that there are going to be bad days or bad hours or bad moments or bad decisions, but saying, fucking hell, I remember the mission. I know where I'm going. I know where it's going. I know where we're heading. So that stuff doesn't matter as much. Saying fuck it and giving up is not an option. Because if you do that, you're basically surrendering your own want to change, your own fight. You're basically saying you're giving up the fight. Now, nobody wants that. You don't want that. Your fucking family don't want that. Your friends don't want that. So you've got to be able to overcome it. Understand the fucking process and the journey, the long-term aspirations, the long-term focus, where you're heading. I can't emphasize that enough. This is a fucking journey. This is a process until you stop breathing. If you say fuck it, you might as well just go and consume fucking loads of booze, pile on the weight and be miserable for the rest of your life, because that's what's going to happen, because you stop focusing on yourself. Never give it up, honestly. The times that you feel like you're giving up, I remember every single morning running the business, thinking to myself, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? It's never going to become of anything. Like for 2 years solid, it's the first thing I used to wake up. I used to compare myself to everybody else that was in the industry or doing what they're doing. I was like, it's never going to happen. But it's consistency. And every time that got me through that was remembering the vision that I had, where remembering the mission, where I'm going, keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up. I showed up sometimes on here in the screen and everyone thinks you got it fucking worked out, and I didn't. There's loads of suffering and pain behind the fucking face. Got the mask on, right? But you keep showing up, you keep remembering the mission, because failure, the alternative, I don't want to go back to that place, and nor do you. So I don't fucking quit. There you go. Let me check the time. Right, we're all out of time. Have a great weekend. All right, much love. I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Let me know what you think. See you soon.